WRXR, Rossville, Chattanooga. A production of Whitfield Media Group. This is the fastest hour in radio. Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105. Your home for NASCAR. Now, live from the Optimize You studio, here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Happy Monday, everybody, and welcome into the program. It is time for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You here on Rock 105. Like I said, happy Monday. I am Casey, and today we got to talk Martinsville. A grandfather clock was handed out this weekend to William Byron, but it was a historic day for Hendrick Motorsports. William Byron becomes our first driver to win three races this year, continuing a dominant first quarter of the season for that guy. And of course, yeah, it wouldn't be NASCAR if we didn't have something to gripe about. So what about tires, and why were they so good at Martinsville? Heard a lot of drivers complaining about that. So a little bit about that. Points, standings, you name it, news in the world of NASCAR, we've got it all. And it's coming this hour on Race and Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You here on Rock 105. I am Casey, and alongside me, ladies and gentlemen, he's got his monster shirt on. Must be, that's definitely a medium t-shirt. It is none other than our friend Sean Whitfield, Whitfield Media Group.
Hey, glad to be here. Monster energy. I'm feeling that energy today.
You're wearing one. You're drinking one.
You're lacking that energy today. You're going to have to wake up.
I'm going to have to go get optimized, I think.
Optimized, and you need to chug-a-lug that orange Monster Energy you're drinking.
The Ultra Sunrise is kicking in, and I feel my sunrise. It is coming over the break.
You're not only showing all the signs of tired and wore out, you look tired and wore out.
Wow, I appreciate you telling me that, but it was a very
I'm
stressful
just, you know,
day.
Increasing your morale.
My day started with a visit to the dentist office, and it was one that turned out to be a little longer than expected. So, you know, a lot of times you got to get like mentally prepared for what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, hey, since you're here and we got a little time, we're going to do X, Y, Z. And it involved a drill and getting numb and just, I don't know about you, that is stressful. And it's just set my entire day off a little bit and taking me a little off. But
I would just about rather go out back and somebody just give me a good beating as to go to the dentist. I went, this is 3 or 4 weeks ago, I guess, but now I went to the dentist and got my 6-month checkup, and my hygienist, you know, did her thing. And then after she was done, my dentist came in there and he said, hey, Sean, how you doing? And I looked at him, I said, Dr. White, that all depends on what you have to say here in the next 5 minutes. He looked at me kind of funny. He says, oh, you think we got something wrong? And I said, no, but I'm a little concerned every time I sit in his chair. Luckily, it was not all good news.
You got the clean bill.
Yeah, and I don't see him for another 6 months.
Well, that was not my case this morning. There was, dental assistant, they start being a little too nice to you. Like, yeah. Hey, how are you? You doing okay today? I was like, oh, what are we in for now?
She's trying to ease the anxiety.
I'm going to go get the doctor, and he's going to talk a little bit about it. I'm like, oh, man. But hey, it's over. All is well. But yes, you're right. It's like that like wore me out. Like all day long, I'm just the stress of that whole thing. Yeah. I hate that I'm getting old enough that matters.
How long were you there?
I was about an hour and a half, maybe a little more.
Okay, so you were there for a good little bit.
You know, good enough that I had all the things done.
And then you hear that, wee!
Oh, man.
And then I think that's how the drill sounds.
Yeah, no, it is. And then, well, we're going to do this. And then, hold on. And the guy's like, we're almost done. I'm like, oh, my gosh, just come on.
And when do you go back?
I go back in a couple weeks to do the rest. But the next part, the hard stuff was done today.
Oh, right. Okay.
Next is just let's make it permanent and then add something else. So that's good.
Hmm. Well,
but yes, I'm feeling much better now that I've had a chance to sit, talk a little NASCAR, get ready for a show with my buddy. But it has been a go, go, go kind of day.
So did you enjoy the eclipse this afternoon?
I did. Did you go outside with your glasses?
Oh, no.
And take, you didn't even do it?
No, I did it all from my desk in my office. And every so often I'd look out the window, see what conditions were out there. And then I'd glance up at the television on the wall to see what was going on and, you know, the path of the eclipse. And all the major news networks were, you know, doing their coverage and, excuse me, every little city, you know, along the pathway. So I did sort of monitor it a little bit over the 2 hours.
Yeah, it was cool. I mean, you know, we
didn't appear to be much here.
We did this 7 years ago, mm-hmm. and I think it was a little bit more coverage, if I remember. Like, it went totally dark for half a second, but could be wrong. I just remember thinking that was a big deal. And then this time I'm like, wait, didn't we just do this? Even though that was 7 years ago, which, boy, how time flies. But yeah, I stood outside, I looked at it, I said, yeah, but that's an eclipse. And then,
do you know when the next one is?
Like in 20 more years or something.
2044.
You may not be here for that one.
I know. I was telling somebody that just the other day.
This could be your last eclipse.
This could be. I mean, who knows? Only the good Lord knows the answer to that question.
Very true.
It's a good thing that, you know, I don't, you know, it's not all based on behavior. it's when the good Lord means for me to head home. But I guess the thing that was most interesting to me is how people spent so much money to travel along the pathway in the United States that the eclipse went, and what a big deal it was to so many people. I mean, I had heard where airfares were doubling and tripling to destinations like Indianapolis, because Indianapolis Motor Speedway was a site that a lot of the media was at today.
Yeah, you've got to really be a you know, astronomy head guy or really into that stuff, because like I stood there and I had my glasses on and I stood up looking. I was at work. I was actually at a customer's house and we had kind of talked about it and she had her glasses and we were both looking at it and I'm like, I mean, yeah.
Oh, so you were enjoying this with a potential customer today.
Yeah, and I'm like, you know what? It's definitely an eclipse, but I don't, you know, we had people, there were people next door that had all the chairs outside and the whole family's looking up. The people next to it had all the grandkids and the grandparents were out there. I don't know why, but this lady started reading scripture about, you know, let there be light. And for whatever reason, that kind of made everything a little creepy. And I'm like, what is she planning? What does she think's about to happen? But anyway, I'm up there looking and I'm like, yeah, it's an eclipse. I mean, it's cool, but like that is nothing I would ever plan anything around.
Yeah.
But to some people, it was super cool. I just feel bad for the people that flew halfway across the country to only, you know, have rain and clouds mess it all up.
Well, and it only lasted for what, about 4 minutes?
I mean, it lasts for a little over an hour if you count the minute that the moon started going in front of the sun. But the actual total time that it's like, ooh, look at that. Yeah, not very long.
So we saw an emotional people viewing that today. Over the weekend, good weekend.
Yeah, had a great weekend.
Any golf?
Golfed one time with the old boss man, which was good. Had fun out there at the Ootawa Club.
Is that a pretty cool place?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean,
is it private?
It is. It's a private course, and it's a lot of fun. Of course, I had a good time.
Is it as fancy as that gated community you live in?
It is very similar golf course as far as fancification. But both different, but both a lot of fun. They're definitely different courses, but they're a good time. I mean, when you're bad at golf, they're all hard, so that's not that big a deal for me.
Yeah.
But then Friday night had the house to myself because Mama and Evelyn were camping out for Girl Scouts, so that was kind of fun. I just got to do whatever I wanted.
So what'd you do?
Sit there and watch whatever TV show I wanted.
Did you watch ladies basketball?
I did watch a little bit of that. Absolutely. Saw Caitlin Clark get the win, and then bummer, you know, they lost yesterday, but it was a good game anyway. But yeah, just kind of sat there and was totally lazy and ate what I wanted and watched what I wanted and was
and had plenty of beer.
I didn't even have a beer.
You didn't?
Didn't even have a single beer. Shows you what's wrong with me. But and then I was in bed by like 10.
So you must have been afraid that she might show back up at any time.
No, I was just like, man, you know what? You don't need anything to relax when you got the house.
She might be. This may be fake news that she's gone to this thing.
That's right.
She could walk in any minute, and I can't be having a beer if she has been.
No,
or if she does.
It was a good time, and then of course, you know, church yesterday. How about you? Did you get to do any yard work?
I did. Oh, actually,
man.
What
a weekend!
I got a lot accomplished. The old yard is starting to look better. That old brown Bermuda grass is starting to have some green poke through. So, yeah, I did. I got quite a bit of yard work done. Otherwise, I'd be ashamed for any of my friends to see it right now. Of course, I'm okay, but before it was looking kind of rough.
Just driving you nuts, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I had weeds everywhere. I've been killing weeds like nobody's business. Matter of fact, I've probably even killed some of my landscaping. I've gone so crazy with killing weeds. So that's the only downside of as much weed killer as I've made. So is what else is going to turn brown, and things that I don't want to turn brown. So
well, you got that fancy corner house where all the dogs like stop and go.
Yeah.
So you got to keep it up.
That's why I have my yard fertilized. Naturally, I got so many dogs in the neighborhood that decide they want to help fertilize my yard.
I like to make that corner and have a little stop.
They do. All right. Well, we got basketball tonight. We had NASCAR yesterday. I think there was even some golf on television yesterday.
Yeah, there was a golf tournament that came down and went into a playoff.
You know, we've been able to brag for several weekends over the last couple of months about NASCAR being the highest rated viewing sporting event over the course of a weekend. Well, I think NASCAR probably lost that yesterday because the NCAA Girls Basketball Championship, the Final Four Championship, I would say they took it by a long shot. They broke records that like the World Series and NBA Championship game. I mean, a lot of the eyeballs was watching that instead of NASCAR. And I'll have to admit, I watched a lot of that girls' game during the NASCAR race, and then I had to come back on the old DVR last night and finish watching the race. But it was too tempting.
You know, I did not have the, you know, insane popularity of women's college basketball on my bingo card this year. I just didn't.
Well, I've never been into it before either.
But it shows you, and I think every series, every national sports series should take a note from this. This season shows you what star power can do.
Mm-hmm.
There was an absolute generational talent in women's college basketball this year with Caitlin Clark. She was a media darling. She backed it up with great play. She became the all-time scorer. And not only did people start tuning in to watch Iowa and to watch Caitlin hit all these three-point shots, it introduced them to a lot of other big time players and other storylines within it. And so it wasn't just Iowa, but we wanted to know about Dawn Staley and her undefeated South Carolina. We wanted to know Gino Auriemma and the really good player he had at UConn that came same recruiting class as Caitlin Clark, but had been Paige Becker's her name, you know, had been battling injury. There's several others that we got introduced to, and it could have long raging effects mm-hmm. for the popularity of women's college basketball. It will not be the same next year, but there have been eyeballs that have paid attention to it that normally wouldn't have, namely you and I. So, yes, and that's what, you know, when NASCAR, you start talking about popularity and how it hit the peak late 90s, early 2000s. Well, guess what? You had a generational talent in Dale Earnhardt Sr. You had the next generational talent and popular driver in Jeff Gordon. And, you know, we had a little bit of that maybe with Dale Earnhardt Jr., just how popular he was. But there has been a lack of star power in NASCAR, and I think you see what a big time star can do for your sport.
No question about it. I had never paid attention to ladies college basketball until this year. If you would have asked me, okay, in past years, how many games you've watched, I might say I had seen a couple of quarters of a ladies college basketball game. I had never paid attention to it whatsoever. And this year, once we got into March Madness, especially when we got into the Elite Eight, I started paying attention to it.
And I watched a game in there all day.
Yeah, I kind of became a little bit addicted to it. I mean, these ladies are unbelievable athletes. I mean, they play as hard and as great or as a lot of the guys do. And then, of course, I like seeing those stories like South Carolina winning. They were champions last year, year before, I think year before. But this was a whole new starting lineup that won the championship this year. So there's a lot of cool stories from that. We need some of this to go into the NASCAR world.
Yeah, we need a Caitlin Clark of NAT. We need a star that brings eyeballs to it.
I think you're right. And of course, NASCAR's diversity program is constantly working on new talent. And so you never know. We might have us a Caitlin Clark that's in the works that could be coming to our sport of NASCAR. Well, when we come back, we're going to dive into what happened at Martinsville. We're going to talk about how it was a big day for celebrating Hendrick Motorsports. They came in 1-2-3 in the end, celebrating their 40th anniversary. Also, a little bit later, we got news in the world of NASCAR and whatever else we can get into. We got all that coming up today. I want to thank you so much for joining us and making us a part of your Monday. More to come as we continue. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
We'll be back faster than the last lap at Talladega. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Hi, I'm Mandy Livingston from Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake. Attention all ladies. Listen up. Are you feeling tired, loss of energy, weight gain, or low sex drive? Then your hormone levels might be low. I've got the solution for you. Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy. They changed my life and they can change yours. Find them online at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com.
Rick Davis Golden Diamonds is your number one stop for buying and selling fine jewelry, antiques, watches, and coins. Are you ready to take the next step with your significant other? Love is in the air, and Rick Davis has you covered for all your wedding and engagement rings. Their annual bridal sale is going on now. They're buying and selling every day at Rick Davis Golden Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road in Chattanooga, or online now at rickdavisgoldendiamonds.net. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds.
NASCAR is cranking up, and Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr will get you right in the middle of it. Tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Join Ed Jones and Clint Powell each Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake. It's a radio show about living a healthy life, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Love some fresh Mexican food? You like to eat healthy? I've got the place for you. Check out Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill. They offer tacos, healthy bowls, burritos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. They're located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Chattanooga, right behind the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place. If you're a student and need a job while in school, Dos Bros is now hiring and offering a sign-on bonus. See store for details.
More NASCAR ahead with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield. Now, back to the show. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Yeah, bringing you another disturbing creation from the mind
Welcome back to the program for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You here on Rock 105. Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr today. Well, eventually we're going to talk about the Cookout 400 at Martinsville Speedway. Big win for William Byron. And in Martinsville race, it had a little drama late, but it was drama between teammates. There wasn't a whole lot of action, but not that we're used to at Martinsville anyway. But we'll talk a little bit more about that. But still, a 1-2-3 finish for Hendrick. A great weekend for them. And, of course, later on in the program, we'll look ahead to the Auto Trader Echo Part Automotive 400. Easy for you to say, from Texas Motor Speedway. Head back to mile and a half track after a few short tracks and some road course racing. So there you have it.
Hey, I want to talk for just a moment about our friends at Texas Roadhouse. They have been a supporter and sponsor
long
of this
time.
Program. You're right, a long time. Actually, it goes all the way back to 2012 that the relationship began, and certainly it's been a great one, and we certainly are very appreciative to have Texas Roadhouse a part of Racing Talk Radio. And I wanted to share that the location and their address, Casey, how do you say that? Amin Drive?
Amin Drive, yeah.
Right off Shalaford Road. They have been there for 25 years, or nearly 25 years. They just closed that location yesterday at 5 o'clock. I happened to stop by there and have one of the Last Suppers around midday. That's what I was calling it, the Last Supper.
Give me some cinnamon butter to go to remember you by.
And they are going to be reopening this Thursday at 3 p.m. at their brand new location at Hamilton Place Mall. It's in the location of where Big River Grill used to be. They demolitioned the former Big River Grill building and built a brand new Texas Roadhouse, bigger and better than ever. And they will be opening this Thursday at 3 p.m. So go by and see them. Check out the new location.
Should we go really Thursday cool. and be one of the first ones?
I would say there's a lot of people who are going to try to be one of the first ones.
Surely, but we got some pull.
You think we might be able to pull it off?
They might be able to slide us in there, sit at the bar or something.
Hey, the rumor is that our old buddy Dan Warner, he could be the guy that gets the first beer at the bar. Don't know if that's a done deal, but
I'd like to be.
I know that's in the rumor mill.
Very cool. That'd be awesome.
Yeah. So that's going to be happening this Thursday. Check out the brand new location of Texas Roadhouse there at Hamilton Place, and it should be an exciting day for all those folks there. They've worked hard to get that location open. All right, let's dive back into some NASCAR. We had the Martinsville race this past weekend, and Casey, it was a big weekend for Hendrick Motorsports. It's the first time that a Cup team has swept the top three spots at Martinsville Speedway. We had William Byron, we had Kyle Larson, and we had Chase Elliott. And when I was looking at some of my notes earlier today, I didn't recall that the last time Chase Elliott won was in 2022.
Yeah, he had a terrible year last year.
Yeah, but it just caught my attention.
Yeah, past champion.
I was surprised that it had been that long. But certainly a great day for the entire organization. 40th anniversary. I thought it was really cool that Hendrick Motorsports had about 1,500 of their employees and family members that were there on location. And I heard an interview today with Rick Hendricks and Hendrick, and of course he was unable to be there because he was having a knee replacement, but he said that their entire organization, many of them, stayed for a couple hours after the race getting pictures with the drivers and crew chiefs and various pit crews. And so I thought it was just so cool to have that event at the racetrack where it basically began for Hendrick Motorsports, getting their first win with Jeff Bodine. And then the not so good memory of the tragedy of the Hendrick Motorsports plane that happened there nearby at Martinsville Speedway. I mean, Hendrick Motorsports, they have so much history with that track. And then to add to it, Rick Hendrick grew up not far from Martinsville Speedway. So that's pretty much his home territory.
Yeah, I mean, listen, conspiracy theorists are like, whoa, 1,500 people are there, and they go 1, 2, 3. It does seem a little convenient, but don't forget, I mean, Hendrick has historically, they've had more success here than any drive. We used to make jokes about how many grandfather clocks Jimmy Johnson owns and Jeff Gordon. Like, how many rooms can you put a grandfather clock in? Because Hendrick Motorsports has always been dominant this racetrack, but not so dominant to finish 1, 2, 3. It was just a heck of a weekend for those guys.
Rick Hendrick shared today that they took, 7 tour buses to Martinsville Speedway with employees and family members. 7 tour buses. And of course, many of their people went up on their own, but I thought that was just cool how they treated their members of their company to a cool weekend at Martinsville Speedway. William Byron, as we was talking about just a moment ago, he was the guy that got the victory. Sunday win was his 9th in the last 44 races. That's a 20.5% winning percentage. He has 11 wins since the debut of the next-gen car in 2022. That's the most wins of any driver. Of his 3 victories this season, Byron has won a super speedway, being Daytona. He's won a road course, which was Circuit of the Americas, and now a short track, which is Martinsville. And oh, by the way, the Cup Series heads to Texas Motor Speedway this weekend, where Byron won last year's playoff race there. So I'd say life's pretty good for the guy.
You know, we talked a couple weeks ago, as William Byron, even though he doesn't have the star power, as we talk about that again, as the other guy on his team, is he the best driver? Hendrick, is he the best driver in the sport? And Sean, I look back at the last 4 races. So the last month of NASCAR have been won by a guy named Denny Hamlin, William Byron, then Denny Hamlin, then William Byron. So I'll tell you what, for as much parity as we started the year off and as for as much good racing as we have been seeing, 2 guys have absolutely dominated the last month.
Yeah, you bring up a good point. We were having this conversation not long ago. Who's the best driver right now in the NASCAR Cup Series? And we were talking about Kyle Larson. But William Byron right now is hot. He is running very, very well. All right, let's get into the results of the Cookout 400. By the way, have you ever been to a cookout?
We've got a couple around here, but I have not.
I know we do, but I didn't know if you've been to one.
$5 and you get a bunch of foods, what I've been told.
I have never been to one, but yesterday kind of had me thinking, you know, I need to go check one of those out.
Yeah, I don't know. They have protein shakes.
I was going to say, it's not really my type of nutrition, but my curiosity's got me because I hear they have real good shakes. Maybe I can throw a little protein powder.
You and I will in go. One of their milkshakes. Let's go one day. We'll go to Cookout.
Can you get permission?
I can to hang out. With I would me? Imagine the only way I could get you to pay for lunch is if we went somewhere where it was $5 to eat a lot.
No. That's not the issue. That's not the problem.
Yeah, I can get permission.
You get permission to hang out with me.
Lunchtime is during the day.
Oh, so she won't know.
You can't have problems during the day.
Oh, you can have problems anytime. All right. Of course, the driver that came in second, Kyle Larson, he posted his 7th top 10 finish in 19 races at Martinsville Speedway. It's his 4th top 10 finish in 2024. Chase Elliott posted his 11th top 10 finish in 18 races at Martinsville Speedway. The driver that came in 4th had a great day in his McDonald's Toyota, Bubba Wallace. 5th, Ron Blaney. 6th, Joey Logano. 7th, Tyler Reddick. 8th, Alex Bowman. He's the 4th Hendrick driver that he made it into the top 10, but he had to have
left out all the pictures.
Yeah, I was gonna say had to be a bummer to be the guy that didn't be one of the top 3. And then 9th, Ryan Preece, and 10th, Chase Briscoe.
Denny Hamlin, when he doesn't win a race, he ends up finishing 11th. Ross Chastain 14th, Kyle Busch 18th or 16th, Martin Truex Jr. in 18th spot. Another bad run from Michael McDowell in 21st. Keselowski, 24th. Another bad run after starting the year so strong. Stenhouse Jr., 29th. And a bad day for Austin Dillon as his year continues to get worse in 34th. Christopher Bell, 35th.
Don't you got to just be glad that you're not driver for RCR right now, if you're a NASCAR Cup
Austin
Series driver.
Dillon. You know, he walks out to that 3 car and goes, boy, what used to be.
I mean, well, look at Kyle Busch.
Yeah.
Kyle Busch is having as much of a struggle, maybe not bleeding as bad as Austin is, but still things have not been going well at all. There were 5 caution flags for 51 laps and 13 lead changes among 8 drivers. Some other drivers that stood out over the weekend, of course, Ryan Preece got his 9th place finish. That's his first top 10 of the year. The guys that were definitely losers yesterday, there's nothing worse than being a loser. Harrison Burton, his 33rd place result is his 4th consecutive finish of 30th or worse. He's talking about Austin Dillon just a moment ago. Placed 34th on Sunday in the first race back with Justin Alexander. He's got him a new crew chief. Dillon has not finished better than 16th so far this year. Corey LaJoie, after finishing a career-best 4th in the season opening at Daytona, LaJoie has finished 30th or worse 4 times this season, including yesterday's race at Martinsville where he finished 32nd. I was really hoping Corey LaJoie was going to come off after Daytona, having a great season and continuing to improve. He's a great personality, but so far, luck has not been on his side.
You know, Christopher Bell finished 35th, and you look at it, Sean. If he finished 35th, and he didn't crash, he basically was a couple laps down, was out there the entire race, and you get done, and you're awarded 2 points. Mm-hmm. That would just have to be like all of that all day out there battling. It was a tough sled. Here's 2 points.
Yeah. And Martinsville is such a tough racetrack anyway.
You never just get, you know, it's not like some of these other where you're like, well, let me just sit back here and ride and enjoy it. No, it is go stop. I mean, it's torture on you.
And then you continuously hear drivers say, well, you can't pass in the new car. And, you know, NASCAR needs to work on their short track package for the new next gen. But look through history. There's always been driver complaints of, you can't pass in the new car, whatever the new car may be at that particular time. So that's just one of those things that I guess we will always hear drivers complain about.
Yeah, and it's always the guys that aren't doing well. They seem to be the ones upset.
For sure. All right, we are in our 24th year of Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105. And a big thank you to all of you out there listening, because we couldn't have done it without you and all of our great sponsors. It's hard to believe 24 years of talking NASCAR, but we celebrated that anniversary date back in February, and we're very proud of it. And of course, we are presented to you by Optimize You. You can find them online at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com. That's OptimizeYouChattanooga.com. And last, if you miss any part of today's program, or you want to go back and listen to a previous episode, or maybe you just weren't able to get to the radio in the 6 o'clock hour on Monday, well, no worries. We are on podcast. You can go to any of the top major podcast platform and go and search Racing Talk Radio Download. That's Racing Talk Radio Download. And you can find us in podcast form each and every Tuesday, as well as I mentioned a moment ago, listen to old episodes. All right, we got a lot more NASCAR to come as we continue. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
We'll be back quicker than Sean can drink another Monster Energy. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Are you into fitness, bodybuilding, or just want to live a healthy life?
Are you looking for a new show that's very entertaining and different?
Well, I've got the show for you. It's Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You. It's a podcast that achieves all of these goals.
Join professional bodybuilder Matt Davis, me, Darren Johnson, and Sean Whitfield.
You can find Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, at all major podcast platforms. Also, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessDownload.com.
Are you looking to take control of your health and live your best life? Then this is the podcast for you. Join Josh Porter and Mandy Livingston as they share cutting-edge research, practical tips, and inspiring stories to help you optimize your physical, mental, and emotional health. From nutrition and exercise to hormone optimization, we cover it all. So tune in to Optimize Health and start empowering your health one episode at a time. You can find Optimize Health at your favorite podcast platforms or online at OptimizeHealthNow.com.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app.
Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless.
Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
NASCAR fans, listen up. NASCAR is a sport where testosterone is a must. Optimize You has got you covered. Join Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on 98.1 The Lake, each Saturday morning at 9 a.m.
We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga and the Tennessee Valley.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com.
A production of Whitfield Media Group.
This is the fastest hour in radio with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Welcome back. Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105. Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr each and every Monday at 6 o'clock getting you up to speed on all the NASCAR news and info you need to know. Today, we're recapping the Cookout 400 from Martinsville. Big weekend for Hendrick Motorsports. A 1-2-3 finish. And number one was William Byron. Another win, his third of the year. The only driver to have three wins so far, as he and Denny Hamlin together have won the last four races in the entire sport. So, will that trend continue? That means Denny Hamlin would get the win at the next race, and that next race is in my home state, Sean. Well, I don't know. Would you call it a home state or the state I was born in? Texas.
You were born in Texas?
Good old Tejas.
I thought it was Oklahoma.
Texas Motor Speedway, the Auto Trader Echo Park Automotive 400, and that is going to be on FS1, so you have to look around a little bit, but you can find it, and that's coming up this Sunday at 3:30. So, here's the thing. I grew up in Oklahoma, but my hometown is very close to the border, right? The southern Oklahoma. And when my mom was giving birth to me, they drove to the hospital right across the border in Texas because I guess it had a better facilities or something. So my birth certificate is Texas, but I would, grew up in Oklahoma. So I guess,
was where you lived in Oklahoma kind of like what North Georgia is to Chattanooga?
Yeah, my hometown would have been, it's about 20 minutes from the Texas border, maybe.
Okay.
Just right down the road.
So you were like living in Dalton to Chattanooga.
Kind of like that. And so what you would do is Oklahoma is I think Oklahoma and Utah are one of the only few states left in the union where you still have to, if you go buy a beer at the convenience store, it is 3.2% alcohol. Like it's almost half what everybody else has. I shouldn't say half, but some states. So, what we would do is we would drive down to Texas and you would buy a Texas beer and it was 6 point. And you show up to the party with some Texas beer and you're somebody.
Oh my goodness. Is it still like that today?
I believe so, but it's so funny. The very first county you come to when you cross the border, it's where Gainesville, Texas is. I think it's Gainesville County. They are a dry county. So you go into the middle of town and you turn right and you go out on this highway. And the minute you hit the next county, buddy, there is the biggest beer and liquor store on both sides of the road. Like, can't miss it. It's out in the field. Like, you're just driving. Boom, two like the fireworks buildings you have out in, yeah, you know, on the way out of town, like boom, and they're you can get anything there. But you the Bud Lights used to, because that's what we'd all drink, had a star on them, like it says a Texas star. And yeah, you rolled up into a party with those and it was like, oh,
so you had the attention of the ladies. Yeah, then,
hello. So good times.
Hey, I learned a little bit of Texas Oklahoma stuff today. I did not know that. All right, let's get into the point standings of the NASCAR Cup Series after Martinsville. We got Kyle Larson at the top, 14 points ahead of second place Martin Truex Jr. Third is Denny Hamlin, fourth William Byron, and fifth Ryan Blaney.
So last year's champion rounds out the top five. And, of course, sixth spot Chase Elliott. Seventh, Ty Gibbs continuing to have a good year. Eighth, Ross Chastain, followed by Tyler Reddick and Alex Bowman. Christopher Bell, even with his bad run, is still 11th. Bubba Wallace, 12th. Chris Buescher, 13th. Joey Logano, 14th. Kyle Busch, 15th. And Chase Briscoe hanging on to that 16th spot. Daniel Suarez, the first man out, and Brad Keselowski right behind him. So if the playoffs were to start today, Keselowski would be out. Sean, I know how big of a fan you are of Austin Dillon. Here's a quiz. Is Austin Dillon barely inside or barely outside the top 30?
He is outside.
He is outside the top 30 at 31. He's got, oh man, he has got over 100 points to get into the playoffs. So start racing,
you know,
quick, buddy.
I feel bad for old Austin Dillon. I think it's about time to make a hard decision for old Austin. I think he needs to either, one, go ahead and make the decision that it's time to go ahead and do that farewell tour and retire and go into senior management of some type at Richard Childress Racing, or two, give up his ride to his brother Ty and just retire and have his farewell tour. And
so you're already
maybe not work ever again.
You're already calling it, huh?
I think it's time. The embarrassment is getting out of control.
I don't know a lot of drivers are gonna,
because let's face it,
he would
not have survived at any Cup team in the Cup Series, nor would he have survived at Richard Childress Racing at the rate his career has been going the last few years.
You know, if I'm him, I probably look over and say, hey, here's Kyle Busch, one of the most talented drivers of the last 20 years, and he's struggling as well. It's the equipment. And then if I'm Richard Childress, I'll probably go, yeah, but last year he won a couple races. What'd you do? So, yeah, I don't know. I'm pulling for Austin. Hope he does well. Married a Saudi Daisy girl, isn't that right?
Sure Whitney. Did.
So,
Whitney.
Well, we'll cheer for old Austin.
I'd love to see him do well, but I think it's gotten to the point that, you know, he already gets a lot of criticism from the NASCAR fan base on social media. If you ever take notice, it's just dozens up into the hundreds of people that are often criticizing him, saying that if it wasn't for the fact he was their grandson and blah, 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 that he would have already been done at Richard Childress Racing. And that kind of talk on social media has been going on for several years. I haven't looked lately, but I can only imagine it's gotten worse and more brutal. And I mean, but like I said a moment ago, he would not have survived in the Cup Series. He would be finding himself like Ryan Newman, and he would be off on the sidelines. His career would have already been done.
Well, then I would say, hey, keep riding this pony till it bucks you off. I'm not going to step back and let my brother have it.
Keep your pride and dignity there.
Oh, my God. Pride and dignity. Like, yeah. I'm a professional race car driver. my job is way cooler than just about everyone out there.
Yeah, but why do you want to be out there on the track and you just suck every weekend?
You just, you know what? You just say, hey, we're working towards it. This is something we're going to get past. We're making great
Oh,
strides.
Even though this has been going on for a lot of his career?
Okay, he is a race winner, Sean. He is a Daytona 500 champion.
And a 600 winner.
So, listen, there's a little bit of magic in there. So, I'm just saying, I wouldn't step down. I would just keep going, hey, we're going to keep working. We're going
to
keep working.
But don't you think Papaw ought to give
nowhere to go but up?
Don't you think Papaw Childers ought to give Ty a chance and a shot at it?
Do you think the line's really long to get in a car over there at RCR? I mean, other than people that just don't have another option. But
well, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about give it to the other grandson.
Well, I don't know.
If you're dead set on keeping it family, then why not give the other grandson a shot at it?
Tough to get rid of someone who's got a proven track record. It may not
be. I thought you were going to say a hot wife or something.
Track record, but he has wins. He has trophies. He has put them in the playoffs twice. It's tough to. Yeah, that'd be a tough conversation.
Oh, it definitely would be a tough conversation, but I think that conversation is needed. But. You know what?
Just remind me never to struggle on this show. My gosh.
No, you got
to.
The contract.
Well, sorry.
The contract you and I have got is like Jeff Gordon and Rick Hendrick has.
It's evergreen?
Yeah, it's evergreen. It's a lifetime deal. All right, let's talk about some of the news in the world of NASCAR. Let's talk about what's going on off the racetrack. There's a little bit of a feud going on. A almost NASCAR champion Denny Hamlin feud with track owner and social media, and it's turned personal.
That's so funny.
Denny Hamlin and Marcus Smith, the chairman of Speedway Motorsports. Of course, the back and forth has already been deleted on social media, but it basically started early Friday morning of last week in a back and forth spat with both Denny Hamlin and Marcus Smith, and Hamlin was criticizing the repaving of Sonoma Raceway in Sonoma, California. Marcus Smith, chairman of the Speedway Motorsports, his conglomerate that owns 10 of the tracks in the NASCAR Cup Series schedule, took exception to Hamlin's post that pointed out a Thursday sports car test that was canceled because of problems with a new surface at the California Road Course. And of course, Denny Hamlin goes to X, formerly known as Twitter, and he goes and says, when paving on a budget goes wrong. Then he suggested that North Wilkesboro Speedway in North Carolina, which was revitalized by Speedway Motorsports and now hosts the NASCAR All-Star Race, will face similar problems next month during their event. Smith fires back quickly with his own response to begin an exchange, and that dragged into the early Friday hours. This is a great post from somebody who doesn't know all the information. Ignorance on display for the world to see, Smith wrote, and then now is deleted. Denny Hamlin wrote back and says, we've seen your reconfig record. In a perceived knock of the reconfiguration of the Texas Motor Speedway. Smith then evaluated the feud by taking a shot at Hamlin's inability to win a cup championship, the only thing missing from Hamlin's resume. Yes, we take this is coming from Smith now. We take risks. Sometimes they work. Sometimes they don't. We've seen your attempts of the championship as well. When you have a chance, maybe you could give me some good golf tips. Hamlin responded, here's your tips. Let someone else run your business before you blow everything your dad gave you. Which his father was Bruton Smith, founded and built Speedway Motorsports and passed away. It's probably been a couple years ago now. Smith then told Hamlin that if his father had Twitter or X now, I don't think his comments would be family friendly. So listen here, almost NASCAR champion, as Smith continued, you keep working at it And one day you're going to get the big trophy. Thanks for the tip.
So you've got the son of Bruton Smith and let's basically say an owner of racetracks, getting into an argument with Denny Hamlin because he says, basically this was done on a budget. And then
criticizing the asphalt job.
I'm assuming that Denny Hamlin probably has a little more inside info than the average person because they know what all is going around. Mm-hmm. Bruton Smith was like, you don't know have all the info. Denny Hamlin comes back and goes, well, I've seen what you did at Texas, which has kind of been universally disliked by a lot of the drivers. And then he takes it straight to, well, I've seen you've never won a championship. Kind of a low hanging fruit dig at Denny.
Yeah.
I think it's so funny when adults act that childish. I'm not surprised with Denny because Denny's actually pretty funny and has a podcast and is not scared to call out management or whatnot. But Sean, when you're in charge, when you're management, when you're whatever, you just don't get into the weeds with this stuff. It looks really, really immature. And you're thinking, dang, that dude's worth like bajillions and he can be goated that easy.
Yeah. And I'll get into just a moment about what has happened since the dust has settled. But to respond to everything you just said, you got to keep in mind there is some friction and a little bit of hard feelings between the drivers, the team owners, and the track operators. Because right now, under the current TV contract, track operators get 65% of the media rights. The teams get 25% through the racing purse. Which is how the drivers are paid. And, of course, in NASCAR gets 10%. And they're all right now in negotiations as much as possible with NASCAR in trying to get that changed in 2025 because the new TV deal changes. So the drivers and team owners, which Denny Hamlin is one of both of those, already feel like that they're not being treated right by the TV money, which is the majority of where all the money's coming from in the sport, because the track operators are getting the vast majority. Now, all this has been taken down off social media. Marcus Smith came back and said, after the dust had settled, he said, Hamlin is a passionate driver and team owner, and I truly look forward to seeing him drive for a championship this year. Our team is working hard to fix some payment issues, such as Sonoma, and we'll get it right. Let's keep a positive momentum going in 2024. Hamlin expressed, I'll definitely take responsibility for my part in it. It got more personal than it should have, he wrote.
Yeah, it's it's funny that, like I said, you have adults do that stuff and then you have other adults like us talk about it. It really was pretty funny, but you could tell. I think Denny was just speaking his piece, and boy, it really got under the skin of the track owner. So you can, one or two ways, you can say, don't be a kid, or I appreciate the passion.
Depends
on what side you're on.
I don't think it got too out of control, but probably the thing that maybe was a little bit over the line was when Denny made the comment about spending his dad's money.
Well,
I mean, that was like a good stab.
That's a pretty good needle, but if I'm Denny Hamlin, I mean, Denny Hamlin's a first ballot Hall of Fame driver and would know how to get around a racetrack and know good and bad pavement. And all this guy can say is, well, when you win a championship, like, dude, shut up.
Yeah.
Come on.
This story has caught a lot of the national media attention. The Associated Press even picked this up. So this, I don't know if you could say this is good for the sport of NASCAR or not. Sometimes controversy is what we need.
I think Twitter beef is funny, and especially when it's adults. So there you go.
All right, we come back. We're going to try to get in a little bit more NASCAR news. And, of course, we are presented to you by Optimize You. You can find them online at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com. More NASCAR to come after these messages. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us. Yeah,
Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Optimize U Chattanooga is a hormone optimization and recovery center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy for both males and females. If you are suffering from mood swings, fatigue, low libido, or weight gain, then your hormone levels might be low. We offer in-house lab panels as well as testosterone, progesterone, estradiol, and peptide therapies. We are currently accepting new patients. Know your levels because normal is not optimal. For more information, check us out at OptimizeUChattanooga.com.
Hi, I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Mandy Livingston.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 for Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring a variety of topics all related to your home.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
NASCAR is cranking up, and Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr will get you right in the middle of it. Tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize U on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Ugh, I am stressed beyond belief.
What's wrong, honey?
Just life, bills, gas prices, everything. Looks like we aren't going to get that vacation again this year.
Why not? We can just take your gold and sell it to Rick Davis.
Hey, that's a pretty good idea.
Yep, Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds pays top prices for gold.
Yay, we can finally take that trip to Jamaica like we always wanted to.
Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, helping you get away for a little while. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road.
Every child deserves a chance for a healthy, happy life. But when pediatric cancer strikes, it leaves a lasting impact on not only the diagnosed child, but their parents and siblings too. The Austin Hatcher Foundation for Pediatric Cancer is here to erase the effects of childhood cancer and empower families to thrive during and after a cancer journey. Through a variety of support programs such as grief groups, counseling services, art and music therapy, and more, we provide comprehensive, no-cost services and care to children and their families. Join us in making a difference. Visit hatcherfoundation.org to learn more and get involved.
Buckle up and hang on with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield, Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Welcome back to the program, Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize U here on Rock 105. Sean Whitfield, Casey Orr, each and every Monday at 6. Getting you up to speed on all the NASCAR news and info you need to know. We've been talking Martinsville, and now we look ahead to the race coming up in Texas. Hey, you know what? Denny Hamlin called out the owner about the reconfiguration of the track. So we'll see if the new cars and the new package has anything to say about that. That's coming up this Sunday at 3 on FS1. And Sean, don't forget to stop by our sponsor, Optimize U. I've got an Optimize U official, like, what do you call these? Cold and beverage drink? Like,
yeah, it's kind of like it's kind of like the Yeti. A lot of people like kind of look at them as
insulated thermos,
yeah, insulated
kind of thing.
Mugs.
Because I tell you what, normal is not optimal. Well, no one's ever confused you or I being normal, so we might as well become optimal.
That's for sure. Nothing like checking out the services at Optimize U. Find them online at OptimizeUChattanooga.com. All right, we just got a few minutes left. Some news being reported by the Sports Business Journal, which typically when they report something, it's they got their facts together. It's not just so much a rumor. There is speculation that Stuart Haas Racing could be downsizing for the 2025 season. When you look at their business situation, they lost Anheuser-Busch last year, they lost Smithfield Foods, and they lost Hunt Brothers Pizza. Especially Anheuser-Busch.
Yeah, that was big money for a long time.
Major sponsor. All four teams last year missed the playoffs. Of course, Harvick retired, and those charters
have become extremely valuable, depending on how this TV money, dividing up of the TV money turns out. That will determine what the future looks like as far as the stock value of a charter. And right now there is several teams that are evaluating the process of trying to search for a charter. Those happen to be Junior Motorsports has expressed they have interest. Legacy Motorsports is looking for another charter. Trackhouse Racing and 2311 are also exploring charters. So rumor has it there's some conversations going on with those teams, with Stuart Haas Racing, on them letting go one of their charters. And I guess the curiosity is there too, is will it just be one, if it is one, or could it be more than one?
Yeah, Stuart Haas kind of came out gangbusters when it was formed, got a championship with Harvick, but really hasn't done a lot since, and they seem to kind of be on the trending downward. So maybe need an infusion.
And look where ownership's attention is being given right now. You got Gene Haas that continues to focus efforts in F1, and then Tony Stewart is in a car racing in NHRA.
Yeah, that's true.
And I think Tony Stewart has been vocal at times over the last few years as a team owner with not being happy and satisfied with some of the things that NASCAR has done. So I would not be a bit surprised when you take all of this and you add it together that it could be the results of a downsizing.
Yeah, very well could be. And they'll make some money on their charters and go from there. All right, we head to Texas, Sean. I'm going to pick Denny Hamlin because why not keep this Denny Hamlin
feud?
No, Denny Hamlin's going to call out Texas and then win. But we'll the Denny Hamlin and driver swap off of every win. Oh my gosh, I've gone completely blank. Who just won the race this week?
William Byron.
Denny and Willie. This Denny and Willie swap that's been going back and forth.
Well, and as far as Marcus Smith, he could be in victory lane
and have to
presenting
shake hands.
Denny Hamlin with the win.
Sweet, sweet.
And they have to hug and make up.
I would love that. I want that to happen now. I'm willing it into existence.
All right, my pick for Texas, I'm going to go Joey Logano.
Snap out of it, Joey. We need you.
He's shown improvement the last couple of weeks. Had the worst start of the first few races of his career, so I'm pulling for old Joey.
Well, no matter what happens, we'll show back up Monday to talk about it.
That's right. Next Monday, this time 6 p.m. to 7 p.m., we'll have another edition of Racing Talk Radio presented by Optimize You here on Rock 105 as we continue to keep you up with all things NASCAR as well as news on and off the track. We hope all of you out there have a great week. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield, and thank you for listening.
This has been the fastest hour in radio. Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, your home for NASCAR. Join Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield each Monday at 6 p.m. on Rock 105. Check out our website and for past shows, racingtalkradio.com. This has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
From the EPB Fiber Optic Studio, this is WRXR Rossville, Chattanooga, Rock 105. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Download it now.
An Odyssey station.